Welcome to the Playmaker Podcast, a podcast for people who want to sell differently. Playmakers wage war against traditional sales and win. Remember, success is just one play away. Welcome to the Playmaker Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about sales cadences. We're going to define it, talk about it. We did a little research study here at Inside Sales Labs, and I wanted to get you some info on it. So let's dive right in. This is just yours truly, Gabe Larson. One more time, talking all things sales cadence. So guys, I think every sales representative has a cadence. When they reach out via email or phone or using social, just trying to get in contact with a potential prospect. Now, the art of a cadence is determined by a myriad of factors. Truthfully, that is mostly fueled by sales reps' intuition regarding whoever they're reaching out to, the company, the contact that they want to get a hold of. But there's a lot of questions that aren't always clear when sales reps are trying to build cadences, right? It's how many times should I contact somebody? Or, you know, how long should I wait between attempts? You know, should I call them today and then call them 2 weeks from now? What methods should I use? Should I just go social? Should I just go email? Should I just go phone? What messaging will actually resonate with my buyer? So do I do long emails or short emails? When should I give up? Should I just keep bugging them for the next 60, 90 days? A lot of questions that reps consider, but oftentimes because this is all built on intuition, these answers to the above questions, I think, really come in a variety of different ways. So the problem is, if you call one too many times, you might just tick somebody off. if you give up too soon on somebody, you might, you know, not have enough conversation, might not hit your number. So what is the right cadence and how can you start building them? So this is where Inside Sales Labs want to dive in. And this was a fun study. You know, sometimes we do studies and we go a little more high level. We'll go like state of AI. And don't get me wrong, it's interesting, but sometimes it's not as practical, not as tactical. I do like these that you can actually take and do something with. So we sat down, we looked at 14,000 cadences. And this is going to be one of many studies on cadences, you guys, because I think this is an important topic. But 14,000 cadences made up of over 144,000 activities and across 9,000 companies. So we're looking at 9,000 companies' cadences. And one of the things is we wanted to see if we could determine a more clear definition of sales cadence. That's number one. Number two, we wanted to really see if we couldn't figure out the DNA or the makeup of a successful cadence. So here's some of the things we found. So number one is our definition, our more clear definition of sales cadence is a sequence of activities that increases contact and qualification rates. Now, I want to break that down. A sequence, think of that. That's a little more scientific. It's a little more data-driven. It's a series. A sequence is a series of different activities, right? So, but there's some data behind it. Activities, there's different types of activities that can be included in a cadence, right? You got email and phone and voicemail and texting and social, etc. So there's all sorts of activities you can do. And then you've got contact and qualification. So when done right, you should be able to boost your ability to have a live conversation, actually engage with a prospect. And then lastly, it's qualification. A lot of people are like, "Hey, what are you talking about? Qualification rates? That's not a cadence. What if you do it right? It is. It absolutely can be. You can educate your buyer to become a potential customer in the way that you deliver your messaging. So again, a sequence of activities that increases contact and qualification rates. So that was number one. Number two was these elements of a cadence, right? So a lot of leaders say, you know, they just want productivity. Let's just have our people be doing. But volume is just one piece of a cadence. Is we, myself and the team, were diving into this, trying to figure out what are the elements of a cadence here? Well, we came up with five of them, and I do believe these are the five that now, if I was building a cadence with somebody, I would actually sit down probably pretty systematically and work through these five. So number one, and these aren't necessarily order of importance, I had someone the other day say, well, how come number five is number five? These are just randomly ordered, so don't take too much don't take too much truth in the numbering. Probably should have just put bullet points rather than numbers. My goodness. So attempts is number one, and that's the total number of touch points made. Number two is media, and that's the type of communications method used. So that's going to be, do I go call, email, call? Do I go call, call, call? How do I kind of mix and match the different patterns of media? The next is duration. And duration is going to be the time between the first and last attempt. So if I call, you know, Monday morning, and then I call, my last call is Friday at 5 p.m., that the time between those, the first and last touch is duration. Spacing, those are the time between all the contact attempts, so individually. So, you know, call happened on Monday at 8 a.m., then call two happened Tuesday at 9 a.m. The time between those touches, if you will, or attempts is X hours and so many minutes. And then last but not least is the content, and that is the messaging utilized. So think email, think voicemail. Those would be your two primary, maybe what you actually write in your social. It's the language or messaging used. So those are the five elements. So one more time, it's attempts, media, duration, spacing, and content. So those are going to be the real DNA of Cadence. That's pretty cool, you guys. I mean, a lot of people, again, we talk about, oh, Cadence, Cadence, Cadence. I know all about this. Nobody knows what Cadence is. So we got you a more clear definition. And then number two, if you wanted to build a Cadence, this is how I'd systematically or, you know, pretty sequentially go through these different elements and see if you can't build or optimize your Cadence. Now, interestingly, one of the things about Cadence that I want to get into is that I want to maybe say, just get a little more tactical with you for a minute. So I've got a Cadence in front of me. You won't be able to see this, but I want you to see if you can visualize it and break down kind of how this may feel or how this may look. So, and this is a real company. This came from our study. If you want to see this actual picture, I'm going to post it on my LinkedIn here in just a minute so you can grab it and kind of digest it a little bit more. I'll do a quick write-up on it. But I want to look at this Cadence and kind of go through maybe how I would start looking at a Cadence now knowing these five elements. Again, temps, media, duration, spacing, and content. So this Cadence, let's go through it. So to start, and again, you won't be able to visualize it, so I'm going to talk through it visually with you. This Cadence from this real company has a total of seven touches. Now, the industry average, now that's according to our study that recently came out called Sales Cadences, is 4.05. So doing, you know, these nearly 9,000 audits, 14,000 audits of 9,000 companies, we found that the average attempts for leads, now that's an important part to mention here, is that we were primarily looking at leads generated from marketing. And there's always going to be a slightly different Cadence for outbound leads, if you will. And I mean, outbound, you know, going into target accounts, going outbound, calling them via or versus following up on inbound leads that marketing is generated. And again, we're talking about the latter. So when we looked at these 14,000 plus Cadences, I almost forgot one other thing. The one thing we didn't also have in this, you guys, is social. Now, a lot of you might be like, what the heck? How do you not have social when you're kind of measuring a Cadence? You got to go with what you got. And we had phone, voicemail, and email. Social, we wanted it. It's a little harder to grab social, partially because of the way people bring it into their CRM, which nobody does, and also partially due to, you know, LinkedIn. They hold a pretty tight lip on what they do and their API. So unfortunately, doesn't have social. Okay, so back to this Cadence. So the Cadence, this Cadence had seven touches overall. Now, industry average, as I said, was 4.05. Now, what that means is that as we looked at all of those different leads, the average lead had 1.73 phone calls and 2.32 emails. Did you hear that? The average lead is only called 1.73 times. That sucks. That's definitely not getting the most out of your leads. Now, seven overall touches is okay, but it's not great for marketing leads. And I will allude to some of the best practices we found out in just a minute, but I'm going to hold my tongue on those for a second. So I'm going to grade that as a C. That might be more like a C plus. I'm going to give it a C plus here. Yeah, let's give it a C plus. Okay, next one is medio. So the pattern that was used throughout this cadence. So these guys basically did, through their seven touches, again, five phone calls and two emails. They started out by doing call one, call two, and then email one. That was kind of how they started. So two calls, and an email. So actually, this isn't bad. Industry standard is a single email. Almost 40% of all leads only receive a single email. The question is, why no voicemail? Now, I do think voicemail is still applicable. You guys, you do it right. I think there's some value there, especially with a lot of the transcription services that are coming out. So this one's not bad. I think I'm going to give it a B minus on this one. Let's give it a B minus. Okay. Next is duration. Let's look at duration. Okay, so the typical duration, you guys, across the 9,000 company was 4.89 days. That means the total cadence, length of the cadence was nearly, you know, just a full business week. So these guys ended at 17 days. That doesn't actually look too bad. And again, according to the InsideSales.com best practices, that's pretty good. The problem is the duration with the number of touches makes it look a little bit messy. So I'm probably going to give them, I'm going to give them an A minus here. Let's give them an A minus. So I'm noting this as I talk to you, as I look at their, I'm looking at their cadence and I'm talking to you. Next is spacing. Okay, so in this cadence, the spacing is 1 day and 20 hours on average. So industry average is 4 days and 4.23 days, excuse me. So again, that's the time between each activity on average is 4.23 days. So the problem with the average is it can be a little misleading. That's why I like to look at cadences individually to see if you can see anomalies. And you can actually see in this cadence, they go a Monday to like a full Monday, right in the middle of their cadence. They don't do anything for a full week. And you lose some of that top of mind awareness. Again, if you're educating, going a full week can be a little bit messy. We typically like to keep that right in that 1 to 3 days there. So I'm going to give them a C on that just because of that huge, huge gap there. So let's see. C for that. Okay. And last but not least is content. So I didn't actually post any of the emails from this company in this article that I'm playing around with on LinkedIn. But I can tell you the average email sent from this organization had 76 words, and the average voicemail was over 30 seconds. Now, the industry average on this is 362 words per email. So the average prospecting email is sitting at 362 words, and the typical voicemail was 23 seconds long. So we're finding shorter emails still performing better under 300, and you want to keep that under 30-second voicemail. So they got 1 out of 2, so we'll go with a B-plus on that one. There you go, B-plus. All right, so there you have it. Your sales cadence may not be great, but ideally, at least have a strategy now to start breaking it down in a more, you know, call it structured environment. So more to come on sales cadences, but want to leave you with this. We did just come out with the research study. I think you might find it fairly interesting. If you want to learn more about it, you can grab the executive summary at insidesales.com/research. If you want to get the whole you want to get the whole research piece, plus a 45-minute video training and some of the best practice templates that we found through the study. One of the interesting things is with the study, the way we did it, we actually, a lot of people are like, man, this is crappy because you're telling us what people did. You're not telling us what best practice is. Well, in the way that we did this study, we didn't have outcome metric. All we could see is what people did. But there was one company we did have outcome metrics on, and that was InsideSales.com. So we looked at what our optimal cadences were, what our best practices were. And we basically proposed that, put it in what we call a game plan. So you've got the research paper, the 45-minute video training, and 3 best practice templates. You can find that at cadence.accelerateinsidesales.com. One more time, that is cadence.accelerateinsidesales.com. And with that, have a fantastic day. And remember, success is just one play away.